All right, so the time being, we're looking at the reciprocal products of certain said individuals in which the dynamics have become so residual that we didn't go upstairs to find out where we wanted to be in the distance of America. You know, it's funny. I see people posting all these, like forecasting things to say, you know, you're going to inherit a boat, or you're going to eventually be rich, or you're going to be, you know, blessed with this, blessed with that. I'm like, people, don't y'all know that's how they hack your account? Don't you know that that's how they hack? See, when I turn this way, does it get good? I'm trying to look at the microphone and see. If I turn this way, now I want to turn back to this camera over here. How is it? See this camera here. Hey, camera up there. And then this camera here. Hey, camera right there. Oh, so this camera here. Hey, camera right there. This camera right here. Look. But if I turn this way, I think it should be pretty good. Look where my mouth is. Can you see it? Then when I turn back this way, should be pretty good. I'm thinking I got everything set. I used a limiter. I used a limiter and an expander. And I actually used a chain that they recommended from Googling. I like doing it myself. And I really do like doing stuff myself. And see, I can change the background too. So I can change backgrounds. Look at that, huh? It's kind of, oh, I like that previous background. I think I like that background. Because it's kind of has me centered. Anyway, just doing a test. Okay, give me a reason to babble. Give me a reason to babble. I'm going to take these glasses up. You know what I'm going to do? I like these glasses. They have the high lower focal that I use to see the screens, the computer glasses. And I told her, just make them high. And she was like, why make them high? Why make them high? Might as well make the whole pair of glasses that. And I didn't want to make the whole pair of glasses. I didn't want to make the whole pair of glasses. See, I got to turn this way. I didn't want to make the whole pair of glasses that. I wanted it to still be bifocal, but I figured if I moved the highness up higher, and then now I'm just talking because I just want to be talking because I want to see if it's working. What did I just do? I just hit something that I shouldn't have hit. So now I'm just doing a test. Am I at this camera? I'm at this camera. See, now I should lean this way when I talk. I'm putting my mouth closer to the center of the microphone pit. I just made up the word microphone pit. I'm going to start using words microphone pit. All right, let me take this call. I was just thinking, that $60 a year Costco membership, might be worth it just to get them damn chickens. I'm going to tell you this story. I could have wrote this. I was sitting there thinking, I could just write this. I could type it in and just make it a text post. And then I just realized, I don't do text posts that much. I just always seem to always want to do video or something. I can't remember the last text post I posted. But anyway, here's what I did. We got the chicken from Costco and ate on it a little bit. Dark meat, of course. I think I had a drumstick in the thigh, so that made a leg. Then it was taken off. So I froze it, threw it in the freezer, went away for about a week or so, came back, took the frozen chicken out of the freezer, among other stuff that I froze when I'm not here that I think is spoil, threw it in the refrigerator for about 2 or 3 days. And then today I said, let me go in here, get this chicken, break it up, you know, debone it, basically, put it in a Tupperware so I could add it to my food chopping. I made vegetables, mushrooms, raw mushrooms, okra, frozen cut okra, frozen lima beans, and frozen cut green beans. And I put it all together with some butter and some olive oil, put it in a pot, and just basically heated it up just a little bit. Not cook it because I don't want to slosh it. Just heat it up a little bit. I also got some mini potatoes. Threw those in the, I froze the mini potatoes too because I left. And all this stuff would perish if I didn't freeze it. So I froze it. And I came back and I took the potatoes out. They was all hard and all, they got all squishy and weird. So I threw them in the air fryer and I'm going to add all that together in my food chopping. Cause I like, I don't know, food chopping works for me. I like having an easy meal, maybe like an astronaut meal. I just throw it in the food chopper and just eat it. You know, there's no like picking things up and using a fork or anything. Everything is a spoon and straight to your mouth and boom, boom, boom. So I deboned the chicken. I was going to take the chicken and I'd add it to my vegetables and maybe, yeah, I might throw some cheese in there. Just a little bit of cheese. Not too much. Can't use cheddar, but I have some Parmesan and some Gouda. Or I think I got mostly Parmesan. You can use Parmesan. Cheddar might give it like a raw, a weird taste to the vegetables because it definitely turns out green. I also do some spinach in there that I had. Just whatever I have, I just throw in. So I'm deboning this chicken. And I'm like, you know, it kind of, it was still right fresh out the refrigerator, so it was cold. But it was kind of like loosening up a little bit, but it was still fresh out of the refrigerator. It was still cold. And I had just unfroze it, and it had been in the refrigerator for a couple of days. I took a bite of that chicken. That chicken was so good. It was still moist. It was still moist and juicy, and had it got to be salt. It has got to be too much salt in it because something just gives it this beautiful taste. It's such a wonderful taste. I mean, this chicken was frozen for a week, straight out of the refrigerator, and it was more moist and juicy than most chicken that I find when I go out and eat someplace else. I did all this just to say that it may be worth it. The Price Club membership may be worth $60 a year just to, oops, wrong camera. I'm going to be on this camera. The $60 a year Costco membership might be worth it just for the chickens. Just for them damn chickens. I'm telling you. Just for them damn chickens. Just for the chickens. I'm on the right camera. And my lips in sync. Just for the chickens. I'm just going to keep saying just for the chickens. Just for the chickens. Just for the chickens. Change your background. Just for the chickens. Just for the chickens. Just for the chickens. You know what else, too, I was thinking that I really enjoy? And I really, really, really enjoy. Did I get on here and make these and just be silly? It's not even being silly. It's beyond being silly. If you really know who I am and what I'm about, that might be kind of deep. I might be going to try to go too far with that. But if you kind of know the depth of my thinking, the depths that my thinking can hit, I guess I can say the things that I can ponder, the things I believe and don't believe, how outspoken I am, how capable I am, how, I don't want to say successful. Successful is probably not the word I want to use, but how capable, and I don't want to use the word assimilated. But, you know, to get on here and just to be, I always wanted a platform or something where I can just get on here and just be stupid. I don't use the word stupid or dumb because every time I've used those words, I look in hindsight, you look back and it was because I didn't understand something. It was something in the process that I didn't understand. There really is nothing. There's no stupid or dumb, just like there's no right or wrong. There's no up or down. Stupid is dumb. It's so subjective. It's meaningless. It means stupid or dumb means you don't understand it. That's the only thing. That's the only thing stupid and dumb means. Stupid and dumb means it's something that you don't understand. And it comes off as being as, to me, as you're telling the object that you're calling stupid or dumb is stupid or dumb. When actually it's you who is ignorant of the reasoning for the event or the occurrence or whatever happened. But anyway, just to be on here and just say something, not irrational, but unorchestrated, just stupid, dumb, dumb and dumber. Just, you know, to get on here and just to be free to get on here and just say whatever and do what I want, to be relaxed and free enough. And that's why I think I like testing. And I said before, it's a big chance that all this testing is showing off. I'm just showing off that, you know, and expressing. I love stream of consciousness. I love talking. I love playing my cameras. I love going from camera, 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 camera. You know, I love that. I built this. And I just wanted to get on here and tell you about the Costco chickens. Have a good day. Yeah, there was a time when I considered only talking to people or communicating online through video. And I actually created a YouTube. I think I actually registered a domain, but basically it was called Video Logging the YouTubians, where I would only talk. I would talk only if communicating via YouTube and video logging. Literally, I was just going to only communicate through those means. This was September 17th. In 2006, I literally got the idea that where I was only going to talk to people through video. I wanted to, because basically what I wanted to do, even back then, this was 17 years ago, I wanted to capture everything I said and did so it could be held in posterity. I just wanted to have everything captured, and this was one way of forcing myself to capture everything. To have everything documented. So I made videos and did this. And if you look back, this was 17 years ago. Still in the same apartment building. Doing basically the same thing. Eating French fries and still got it. I threw those TV tables away. But I got another set. Look at that. That's the apartment. That's where, that's the kitchen before it got remodeled. It's 17 years ago. I'm doing the same thing. I'm doing the exact same thing. Same chair. Same damn chair. Oh my goodness. I was thinking about getting a new recliner. And I got that chair from Goodwill, in fact. That's me just sitting in the car talking. I mean, this I've been doing this for a long time. Literally. October 21st, 2006, almost 17 years ago, where I was going to say, I joke about making video logging my only communications with humans. I mean, I was serious about it. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this for a very long time. And it's cool. I mean, it's cool. I've been doing this for a very long time. And I mean, I guess it kind of hits that the impact, how long I've really been doing it. No wonder I guess I'm so comfortable doing it. And another reason why I wanted to cut this on. Oh, how come that's maxing out? Another reason why I wanted to cut this on. Oh, because I turned that up. So I got to bring it down some. Oh, okay. I'm going to turn down I need to turn down the limiter. All right. Let me turn down the limiter. Because I turned up the equalizer a little bit. Watch, I'm going to bring the limiter on the other side of the equalizer. I'm going to bring the limiter on the other side of the equalizer. And then that, see, what does it do? Yeah, I brought that down. See, good, I brought that down. And what I did was I turned it, I was kind of too crispy. I think I was too crispy, so I turned it down. And now I think the compressor and everything should be doing okay. What was I saying? See, I was looking over the top of my glasses, see, and they say you're not supposed to do that. So if I had computer glasses, I wouldn't have to look over the top of my glasses, but then I got to wear them up like this. But another thing I wanted to say really quickly, if I could, about the Costco, because you know it's all about the Costco. It was about, I wanted to cut this back on to follow up with my last video. The fact that I always... Even 20 years ago, I wanted to only communicate through videos on YouTube. And also, how can I be remiss if I didn't mention that those Costco chickens, huge chickens, still moist after being frozen in the refrigerator, eating it cold right out of the refrigerator after being frozen, still moist. How's that even possible? Moist and tasty. I don't know if it's salt or if they injected it. I don't know what. Big chickens, $4.99. How did they do that? I said this 15 years ago. How did they sell these chickens for $4.99? How did they do it? How do they do it? It's almost worth the $60. That chicken was so good. I love chicken. Chicken is my favorite thing. Chicken is my favorite food. Pound for pound, chicken is my favorite food. And I know that. All different fried, not so much chicken tenders, but every time I eat a chicken tender, you know, not so much chicken tenders, I'd say, but every time I eat a chicken tender, I like it. So, I mean, $60 a year, I mean, I stopped going. I had the membership and I just wasn't going there. But to go get them chickens, I don't know. I might have to consider.